as we enter into these days of ordinary time in the life of the church. Christmas is far removed. Easter is over. That season within the church. And we enter into this ordinary time of which we probably, I'm not suggesting we do, but we could probably put a sign out in our church communities during this ordinary time saying, there's not much happening in here. But that would be false. Due to the fact that the church gives us this ordinary time of the church year to look at some ordinary aspects of our faith lives, that in the hubbub and the frills of the bigger season, we may tend to forget or lose sight of. One such aspect of our faith lives and our lives in general is the aspect of hospitality, of which every single one of our readings from this sacred text draw us into. That first reading, Elisha the prophet comes to this married couple, has been stopping along his way every time he passes through the town. And they would offer him hospitality, something to eat, something to drink. And now this couple talk, and they say, you know, let us make room for him, so that when he does come here, he can batten down and feel at home. Even Paul, in our second reading, says that we are to be about hospitality. And Paul goes right to the heart of what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a faith-filled person in Jesus Christ. He goes back to our baptism and says, when water was poured and oil was smudged, we committed ourselves, yes, to Jesus Christ, but also to hospitality of one another. He says, in baptism, you have been forgiven and wash clean of sin. And as you have been washed clean of your sin, you have been reborn as sons and daughters of Christ. You have been incorporated into the body of Christ called. And you have been given a share in her mission. If that does not call us to hospitality toward one another, I do not know what does. One of our saints in our church. I believe it was Benedict. You can Google it. You have your phones. But he said that all should be welcome as if Christ. All should be welcome as if Christ. Welcome. I am sure Sunday after Sunday there are visitors to our parish community. We welcome you. That's why hospitality ministry, those who greet us at the door, is so crucial to the life of the church. Who likes to walk into the church building and just kind of like find your spot and hover down? Especially if we're a visitor. No one says hello. No one greets us. Am I going to return there? Personally? Not. But if we greet one another, and it's not something that's superficial, it's the gospel mandate, almost a moral imperative. If we are going to live this gospel the best way we know how, and if all we do is say hello to someone and it puts a smile on their face, what a gift we have given to another. Hospitality. Welcome all as if Christ. Sarah's table, where we feed the poor Sunday after Sunday in this building right next door, Newman Hall. Sunday after Sunday, we welcome those who hunger and thirst. And Sunday after Sunday, we are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our brothers and sisters who live on the street. We greet them and serve them in Christ's name. If that is not hospitality, again, I do not know what is. And many ministries beyond those where we greet and welcome, serve, and minister in Christ's name. My sisters and brothers, let us put that gospel mandate, moral imperative, if we want to go that far, of hospitality, to welcome all as if Christ. Cold cup of water, a sandwich, a meal, a listening ear, an open heart, a smile, a word of encouragement in Christ's name.